Who do we know that's recently spent some time trying to win the favour of a duck?
Well, me, basically. We went to Queenstown in New Zealand. We took 100 listeners. We had the time of our lives. Yep. Part of it was hanging out with Sam Neill, the international superstar actor, on his farm, his winery, where he also has animals.
He does have animals. And because there was a duck called Charlie Pickering who passed away. There was a duck called Magda Zubanski who passed away. And then there were two new ducks that were ready to be named. And we've been waging a campaign to get you named after one of these ducks.
We believe one was going to be named Kylie Minogue.
Yeah, who was there the same day as
us. Yeah, Kylie was there. We had no idea. She was on the same property as
we.
So
huge.
How annoyed
I am.
He mentioned her, but we thought he was joking.
I thought he was mucking around.
Oh, she was there on the other bloody...
Now, I don't think she did what you did, because I turn around and you are face down on the wharf trying to hand feed a duck, which is giving you the tail end, as they say. So let's go live to that audio.
Look, they're just... the end of my wharf, because they can. One of them's now Kylie
Minogue.
Yeah, and the other one might be Husey, just because you're here today.
Hello, little Husey. Is that you?
Little Husey.
Now I got to give you credit, bro, because when that was being said, I've known you a long time. You were on your stomach.
No, I was on my back. I was lying flat on my back.
Yep.
Trying to get my hand out, extended,
to eye level to a duck.
Well, I was just trying to charm the duck.
And you got up and you said to me, I think that was my lowest moment. And I was like, nah, Sam loved it.
I thought it could have been the lowest moment of my life because the duck was giving me nothing. Just giving me his ass end, basically.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. It's tail end, didn't you?
And then you know what? The other day we saw that Sam Neill, at Sam Neill the Prop, a blue tick, he's got millions of followers on his Instagram. He had put a photo of him and Kylie Minogue, and that's when we realised that she was there the same day we were, because he was wearing the same clothes as he was wearing when we saw him.
That's right.
And it was all about the fact that he loves Kylie and he'd named one of his ducks Kylie. And I hadn't rated a mention in that post.
You're in a tailspin.
So I thought he was ashamed of me and ashamed of what I did that day.
Yes.
But then, only 2 days ago, we see this photo.
It is the photograph taken by one of our intrepid social people of you lying on your back trying to feed the back end of a duck.
Yeah. And Sam Neill, international superstar actor, has posted it, and this is what he said. Grovel, capital letters G-R-O-V-E-L. So then Dave Hughes and his crew turned up, and now we have a friend for Kylie the duck called Husey the duck.
This is huge.
Who just didn't want to know. I told Dave, never, never grovel to a duck. They just get embarrassed. But he did. He did. Incidentally, Husey the duck is a girl. We didn't tell him that. Then again, Charlie Pickering was also a girl, but we didn't know that until one day. Out of the blue and after years of no activity, Charlie laid 2 eggs. So expect D. Husey to be sitting on eggs before too long. Beats early morning radio, I'd imagine.
Mate,
quieter.
Mate, how doth one feel? You've opened the Logies. You've won numerous awards. You've sold out huge venues. Tell me, how doth one feel after a duck has been named after them by Sam Neill, the superstar?
You know what? As I responded to Sam Neill, the superstar, sometimes you have to go low to aim high. And you know what? Rebecca Gibney liked that comment. Oh, Rebecca Gibney.
Gibbers.
Gibbers.
She'll be furious.
She is.
She had an errand.